So, good afternoon. Thank you. I feel affirmed. I was needing that. One person's here. Everyone else is in La La Land already. I'm going to give a speech. Listen up. So we're in the Manomaya Kosha. That was Richard. There's punishment for snorers when I'm teaching, so no. All right, anybody else need tissue? So I want to talk a little bit before we go into the practice. If you're lying down and you're oh so comfy, feel free to stay where you are. So, well, first of all, I'd like to say that we're going to do an expanded, so we're going to take the Manomaya Kosha and expand it out, and we'll shorten some of the other koshas. And we're going to use images here. And so we're wanting to feel a greater facility with fluidity, going from image to image, emotion to emotion. We're not trying to push ourselves from one thing to the next, but just feel how it feels. Here comes an image, this is how it feels in the body, there's the next image, this is how it feels in the body. And some of the more traditional yoga nidra, they go quickly from image to image or point to point in the body. And at the same time, we want to welcome the stuckness that comes up when we're trying to, we find ourselves trying to push ourselves. Or we might just find an image that really resonates with us and we want to spend time there. So don't push yourself to go image to image when we're doing that portion of the practice. We're also going to do this microcosmic orbit breathing, which is the Taoist name for it. It's also described in the Vijnana Bhairav. Dvandashanta, is that right, Richard? Breathing. And this is to build focus, concentration, and mindfulness, this breath that we're going to do, and I'll describe it as we go into the practice. And also, we're using it to start to perceive subtler and subtler layers of energy, and also to begin to play with the two endpoints of the breath, the retention after inhalation and the suspension after exhalation. It's in those points we can feel into subtler and subtler energy. So that's just a little intro on what we're going to do today and how we're going to do it. But I'd like to first, what are some emotions? Okay, what's the opposite of joy? Is that sadness?
Misery.
I like that. It's a good opposite. Okay, so what are some images that go with joy?
Flowers.
Flowers? Baby laughing. Tiny bells?
Yeah.
Tiny bells ringing. Babies that aren't crying? Is that the babies that are crying is the opposite over here with misery? Okay, let's move to misery.
A baby crying with diaper rash.
A baby crying with diaper rash. What else? Misery. Just the image that comes right in with misery. And what's an image that goes with pain? Refugee camp, wounded bird. Some people, if you live in Vancouver, would associate that with joy. But everyone has their own image. Cold and wet. Being outside when it's cold and wet? very cold and wet, not enough to keep you warm. Okay, what's another emotion?
Anger.
And what's the opposite of anger? Happiness. Okay. What's another opposite?
Peaceful.
Peaceful. And what is an image that goes with anger?
Fire.
Fire.
Inflamed toe.
Inflamed toe. I have a feeling that comes from personal experience. I think that's linked in with misery. Okay, so any other images for anger? A snarling dog. What was the other one over here? A kitchen? Oh, smashing up a kitchen. Uh-huh. And what image comes when you feel into that tense jaw? What's the image that comes for you?
Grinding teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. An image of someone grinding their teeth. And how about, let's go with peaceful. Any images that go with peaceful?
Calm lake.
Calm lake. Ooh, said that simultaneously at opposite ends of the room. So, sleeping baby or child.
Still lake.
Sunrise. The moon. Mm-hmm. Fluffy clouds. Okay, just for the heck of it, let's find one more emotion.
Fear.
Opposite of fear?
Love.
And an image for both, an image for fear.
War.
War. An image, and one more image for fear. A loaded gun. And for love.
Homecoming.
Anything else? For love? Oh, a loved one. Tina's husband, I'll put that up here. Oh, a loved one. Wonderful. Okay, and one last thing before we go into the practice is there are these emotions up here, but what has been coming up for you today? Just one emotion, you don't have to name it right now, but just to yourself. Acknowledge an emotion that's arisen today, might be here in this moment, might have come up earlier. Any emotion, it doesn't have to be intense. It could be peacefulness. And acknowledge also to yourself what its opposite might be. So just bringing in an emotion that's moved through today might still be with you, and what an opposite might be. We'll work with that a little bit in the practice. Okay, so settle in. Do whatever it takes to help yourself be just as comfortable as possible. And open the senses. We've heard this many times, open the senses, but can you come to it from a fresh place? Senses open. Smell, sound, taste, image across the eyes, darkness or lightness, weight of the body. Movement of thought in the mind. And is there an intention for this practice? Perhaps it's to meet this emotion that has moved through, or whatever emotion that arises. Perhaps it's just to meet, greet, welcome this emotion, its opposite. Perhaps it's something else entirely. So just affirming that intention. Notice if there's a tone to it, a feeling tone in the body. And see if that draws you down deeper into this deeper intention, what you really long for. What is it that you most deeply long for? It comes up as a formulation. But how does it land in the body? If this were already so, what would the felt sense be in the body? Perhaps there's an image that comes in. Can you feel in a way how it's already so? And touch the inner resource. This place of ease. Notice what image arises. Perhaps one new piece of the puzzle, an animal, an object you hadn't noticed. And then feel this resonance in the body of this resource. Calm, ease, well-being, all is well. Notice the movement of thought through the mind, and then really landing again in this sense in the body, well-being. Safety. And let my voice become your voice as we move through the body. So sense the mouth, the tongue, and Notice the inhale and exhale when you're sensing the mouth. Ears open to sound. Flow of breath through the nose. The eyes soft. Perhaps in the softness, you might feel an even subtler layer of tension you hadn't felt before. Just notice, is there any tension in the eyes, a holding behind the eyes? I'm not trying to release it, just dive in to the tension if it's there. Subtle points of tension. With each exhale, diving into any tension in the eyes, behind the eyes. Sense of the whole head, back of the neck. Notice how there's any tension holding the neck away from the surface. Can you again here with an exhale dive into the most minute, subtle tension in the neck? The throat open, feeling the breath moving through the throat. And the palms of the hands, feel perhaps a pulsing, a warmth. On an exhale, sense the palm of the left hand. On the next exhale, palm of the right hand. And you go back and forth and let the eyes soften so you're not using the eyes to go back and forth, but just with the breath, sensing first one hand, and then the opposite hand. Now sense both hands simultaneously. The next several exhales, sensing the palms of the hands. On the inhale, just staying with what you've come upon. And on the exhale, sensing more subtly into the palms of the hands. Feeling the belly rise and fall with the inhale, the exhale. Sense the feet. Again, And then exhale, sensing the left foot. And next exhale, sensing the right foot. Go back and forth at your own pace. Noticing how the eyes want to get involved, but just sensation. Back and forth. The left foot to the right foot. Now both feet simultaneously. Exhaling both feet. And welcome the whole body. Feet, legs, pelvis, belly, torso, arms, hands, neck, head, face, the whole body. Each exhalation, noting any subtle tension or holding, can you dive in with each exhalation? The whole body. Just feeling into the tension that holds the body together. And sense the space around the body. The space inside the body. And starting about a foot in front of your nose, can you inhale? So sense out about a foot in front of your nose into space, into the air. And then inhale, following the breath down through the heart along the front line of the body. You feel it gather in a soft lake in the belly. And on the exhale, follow the breath back up the back line of the body and out the crown of the head. It's like a shower of sensation. So inhaling, following the breath down through the heart along the front line of the body. Feeling it gather in the belly. Again on the exhale, exhaling up the back line of the body. Can you feel the sensation shower out like light through the crown of the head? So several rounds of this, beginning about a foot in front of your nose with an inhale, in down the front line. You feel it pull in this soft lake in the belly. And then as you exhale, exhaling up the back line of the body, right out the crown of the head. So inhaling with the throat open. Can there be a momentary stop in this soft lake in the belly? And on the exhale, as a sensation or light showers out the crown of the head, throat open, can there be a momentary stop? Inhaling down the front line. Sensation gathering in the belly. Exhaling up the back line, out the crown of the head. Notice any subtle sensation at these two points, the suspension after exhale and the retention after inhale. As you inhale and suspend, again here, dive into the subtlety of sensation. And the breath begins again. Just notice if thoughts are moving through, any feeling tones or emotions. And coming back to the breath as you inhale down the front line, pausing in this pull in the belly, and then exhale up the back line, showering sensation through the crown of the head. And then let go of the breathing practice, just feeling the body breathing itself. Notice the feeling of space, space in, around the body. Notice if you feel heaviness or lightness, perhaps both. Imagine like a heavy cloud suspended in the air, how you're both heavy and light. Feel this in the body, or like a dense star or a planet suspended in space. And you feel this in the body, the weight and the suspension, the weightlessness. The feeling of space in and around the body. And notice if there's an emotion present, perhaps an emotion that's moved through today or recently. Or there's a new emotion in this moment. What's present? Can you invite this emotion in? Where do you feel in the body? Are there any images associated with this emotion? Does it have a certain feeling tone? Just noticing any images that arise. Really welcoming this emotion in. Without the agenda to fix, change, get rid, we just want to see what's this like when I really feel this. And it's opposite if there's one present. You feel into, if this weren't here, what would be here? And what images come in? And what sensations in the body? Where does this live in the body, this opposite? Maybe just staying with one, or if it feels right, can you go back and forth, perhaps even just image to image? If this emotion has an image with it, can you go back and forth between one image and then the opposite? One emotion and the opposite. In the body. So feel, where do they both live in the body? When I'm really feeling this, where do I feel it? Perhaps there's a belief that arises, we welcome that in. A feeling of refusing. Whatever it is, just welcoming. And if there have been two you've been surfing between, can you hold them both simultaneously? Drop the thinking mind and feel into both in the body. Pure sensation. And feeling back out into the space around the body, to this holding that accepts everything, rejects nothing. I'm going to be bringing some images in, so feel free to follow my voice with this imagery. If you find yourself wanting to stay with one image, please do and join me later. Or if there's something else that's really present for you, use my voice as a container to explore. So imagine you're on a beach. You're standing there feeling the sand beneath your toes, and you notice one of your toes is a little inflamed. But it feels good, the sand. It's kind of cool beneath your feet. And you look out and it's a beautiful sunrise. It's a feeling of joy fills the body. And you feel the toe again, some frustration. And you're just standing there peacefully on the beach, feeling this whole scene. You notice it's starting to rain. It's actually getting really cold. You didn't bring enough clothing. It's starting to feel a little uncomfortable. It's getting cold and wet. You're getting rained on. It was so beautiful just a few moments ago, but now you're starting to feel a little uncomfortable. So you start walking down the beach. And as you walk, you see a trail off in the distance that leads into a meadow. You start walking down the trail and you see flowers and birds chirping. And you see a little baby bird on the side of the trail that's been wounded. And you keep walking along. Passing a couple that's walking with their dog. The dog looks at you and starts snarling. They pass on by. You walk a little further, and there's a campfire. You're drawn to. Nobody's around it, but there's a fire there with seats around it. So you walk over to the fire and you sit down, taking a rest, starting to dry out. And you notice a friend or a loved one or a wise person in your life walks into the scene. Sits down by the fire. And you're just sitting together. What's the emotion that's present here? Just sitting together. Maybe there's a sense of a homecoming. You look up and the weather has passed by. There are fluffy clouds. This loved one or wise person gets up and slowly moves on. And you find yourself getting up and starting to slowly move on. Up the path, you notice the path is leading you to a calm, still lake. So you walk up to the shore of this calm, still lake, and you sit down. Sound of the birds in the air. Then there's a gunshot. Someone's hunting. There's some campers nearby. You hear the sound of a baby laughing. But here you are, sitting on the edge of this calm, still lake. How does it feel just to be here? What's present in the body? What emotion is present? Perhaps a sense of gratitude. A sense of joy, having taken this short journey down the beach, through the meadow, the trail, you've made your way to this calm, still lake, and you're just sitting here with nothing to do. You have nowhere to be. Just sitting. Notice if there's a gratitude or a joy perhaps starting to bubble up in the heart, flow through the entire body. And also noticing if there are any contractions. Whatever's present here, it's all welcome. Can you again, sitting here on the edge of this calm lake, you feel the space in the body, the space around the body, just like this dense planet held, suspended in space. It's not separate from the space. It's interpenetrated, held. And you feel this vastness, this quality of space that doesn't refuse anything. No refusing anywhere. Just this. Coming back now, letting this image go, having a sense of the body, the weight of the body on the mat, movement of the breath through the body. Feel how the heartfelt desire comes up again, just as sensation. Can you even let go of the name? Let it affirm itself as sensation in the body. And can you set your personality free, body, mind, senses, everything? You set it free to its natural functioning. It's doing it anyway. really feel the sense of setting yourself free. Move through the day with a fluidity and grace, and a grace in stuckness. Grace both in fluidity and stuckness. Just grace. Grace, grace, grace everywhere. When you're ready, slowly beginning to feel your toes, fingers, coming back into the room, having a sense of the ceiling, floor, walls, people around you. And just note if there's anything you'd like to affirm to yourself. Just any peace that feels important to note or to speak to yourself here as we wrap up the practice. Whenever you're ready, rolling off to one side. This concludes our practice. Namaste.